see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this show, Watchmen for Jesus, brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network. And here we are today on this Tuesday, the 31st of March. Tomorrow's April Fool Day, or whatever they want to call it, another ritualized day. Every holiday, I mean, there is no exception. Every holiday is a pagan festival. Every change of season is a pagan ritual. Children die. Humankind are sacrificed. Literally, this is a routine. The ritualized killing of children and adults and what have you, I know it sounds kind of odd to talk about on a radio program, I suppose. But it's reality. And my show's based on reality. It's now starting to come out. The Illuminati word and agenda is starting to come out. The worthlessness of all governments is starting to come out. Notice that. We live in a tyrannical world, a tyrannical government and dictatorship and all that stuff. It's, you know, oh, here we go. We live in a tyrannical government with cameras everywhere and all this and all. Well, something's wrong here. Something's wrong. If we do, which we do, how come all this is taking place? How come Rick Joyner, a pastor in some church down here in Charlotte, North Carolina, how come he can get on the channel, his own channel, publicly, like I'm talking to you now, and visually with a camera, actually, and say we need to have a military coup of the U.S. government, a military takeover? Not a word was heard after that. if we live in such a tyrannical government. Something is not right. You see, it's all a setup completely all the way around. Worldwide setup. Here's the point. They want you to see the worthlessness of all governments. They want you to see it. They want you to be able to complain about it and get the word out. This government's all worthless. Yeah, we need a change. France, Greece, everywhere. Here's the rub. Rub is, it's part of their plan in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And discovered in some investigations back in the 1920s, it's stated by several that once the worthlessness of all governments have been revealed, then they will launch worldwide at the same time the New World Order to take over publicly. And you'll accept it. Why? Because the governments are so worthless. So this must change, must be for the better. It has to be. They promise you all kinds of nonsense things. Pay off debt. Oh, you wait till Nasera kicks in. To placate, once again, as they placated us in 1776, 1812, 1865, 1917, 1918, 1945. Oh, then stop placating us and letting us know then that let's get rid of sovereignty and get rid of the family unit beginning in 1950. So, I just summed it up. I just summed it up right there. And everything I'm telling you, I can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. So now they want you to see how worthless all governments are worldwide, and we have a better plan for you, they say. That's why it's called the Hegelian dialectic. It works every single time. And you know, it's about every 20 years. You know why? Because the generation before is either too old to remember or died out already. So you don't have any continuity of passing down the family. And every generation is different. Think about it for a minute. Think about it. There should not really be any generation gaps. Do you not pass down the family, the son and daughter, what you've learned? Is that not true? Would you not do that? Son, let me show you how to shave. Let me show you this, and this is how we used to do it. I won't be a farmer like you, Daddy. Or I won't be a cop like you, Papa. And the daughter will say, well, Mama, I won't be a mother, or I want to own my own business. Whatever it is, it's going to pass down to the child. The parents will pass it. That's not going on. No. Completely different. Every generation is worse than the next. Uh-huh. Guess what? Yeah. Behavioral think tank in London called Tavistock started planning that in the 1950s to make sure. By design. That's why they've named each generation. Quiet generation, baby boomer. X, Y, Z, you know, well, Y is the baby boomer, millennials. Because they have targeted every generation with specific objectives to make sure it's separate from the generation before. By design. To get them ready to be the international children of the future to accept the New World Order. Been carefully put into place by using dialectics, movements, while we've been made busy with entertainment, work, fun, more work, drama, all this stuff, wars. Keep us busy so you will not connect the dots. That's what's really going on. Let's dedicate the broadcast. I got a lot to talk about today. Not sure what, to tell you the truth. I'm going to let the Lord lead me again today. I'm starting cold turkey. Cold turkey. Ever heard of cold duck? That's a long time ago in college. Cold duck. Now talking about cold turkey. Wow. Lord, we come before you today in prayer. Lord, I pray. I need help. Lord, we pray, I pray, Father, that you lead us, lead me, Lord, today in this broadcast and the rest of this week to bring out, Lord, what needs to be said. Father, to open up eyes and ears and open up hearts that, Father, much can be learned and passed and spread and contemplated and, Father, but it's all to lead to seek the Savior. To see, Lord, that He is the answer. To show what's going on down here, Lord. So that others can realize that Jesus Christ is the only solution to this long-term situation. And the Lord, it's all been prophesied to happen anyway. Lord, we need the churches to wake up. Father, we need the real preachers and real pastors and real men of God to step away from these controls that they have in these councils, committees, and control of governments, etc., of the churches. And Father, to protect them, to bring out whistleblowers in the government, in the military, in the industries, to expose the satanic worship that's going on in all these areas that people don't know about. To expose it, Lord, and for what it really is. Father, to expose these secret societies, all of them, and Lord, to bring out of there those to realize, to say, renounce their blood oaths and expose everything going on in the secret societies. Then, Lord, that we can go against Satan. Certainly not to stop what's going on because, Lord, we know the scripture will come to true. But, Father, today it's. So others can receive the word about Jesus and the gospel. We pray for healing to happen, to glorify you. Lord, to give the anointing of those that you, Father, have anointed, that are going to anoint, to start preaching the gospel, that their words will be heard. We pray, Lord, you cover us with the blood of Jesus, that we bring together the truth, and that we'll remain humble with your holy word on our hearts. And to spread the word from the tips to the mountaintops. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I've been doing this now for 6 years, I'm told. I don't keep track of it, really. I don't look back too much. I look straight ahead. Only time I look back is in the history part, show the connect the dots to show what they're up to. But it don't matter what they're up to. Because it's going to happen when it's going to happen. We're still to resist it. Resist it by prayer. Resist it by legal action and getting together to delay legislation. Things that's going to really work, just marching doesn't do a thing. Matter of fact, most of the marching is controlled by them anyway. They pay a lot of the leaders of these marches in order to foment chaos to justify the use of police and military action. The troops of today, the young troops and even the lieutenants, captains, majors, are of the millennial or children of the baby boomers or just on the verge of the baby boomers. The sovereignty of the nation has been taken out of their system, pretty much weaned away from it in the way I've explained a little while ago. And certainly the younger lieutenants and captains and young legislators and CEOs and all these are have lost what they've had in the 1930s, the 40s, and 50s by design. It's not something that's faded away. No. This has been by creative design, by engineers in the social sciences, psychology, mathematics, religion, philosophy, the arts, the finance, every seven areas, actually. And primarily now they've focused on the United States because we have the greatest Christian population, and they focused on the Bible Belt, starting with Oklahoma and Florida. You notice that? By design. Outside, work in. Washington State and Oregon were the highest levels of witchcraft into the nation, in the government, in the United States. And then, of course, Sandy Hook, Connecticut, is the main area for Anton LaVey satanic worship. Covens are very powerful in the military. They control the military. Absolutely do. Pat Buchanan, Jimmy Carter, Clinton, they're all high-level Luciferians. Worship Lucifer. Pretend to be Christians. They are absolutely not. A lot of your clergy in TBN, 700 Club, are Freemasons. 33rd degree goes for saying that they worship Lucifer. That's an absolute fact. They would not be a 33rd degree Mason unless they did. The Blue Lodge are being lied to by their own hierarchy. It's confirmed, Tragedy and Hope, by or not Tragedy and Hope, I'm sorry, but Morals and Dogma by Pike. Tragedy and Hope was Carol Quigley, who was a mentor, pretty much, to Billy Bob Clinton, Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope. Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike, planned three world wars before 1871. That's right. So one's yet to happen. Which brings me to the next point. A world at war. What's going around now is this fear-mongering about Obama, a caliphate, and Obama, who's not even a Muslim. He's a Luciferian, worships Lucifer, just like his predecessor, former presidents, all of them. All of them. Sounds a little crazy, don't it? But it's actually true. He's a pretend Muslim, just like all the rest of them are pretend Christians. And this goes for generals, members of the Joint Chief of Staff, absolutely. Those of Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, take a blood oath, literally. It's cataloged in the congressional records, this blood oath they take. So their blood oath that the Rhodes Scholars and Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons take is against you. And it's actually, ironically enough, against themselves. And they don't even know it. So you got four-star generals that get in front of Congress, make all these testimonies and all that. Can you imagine them in a robe with a hood over it? Well, that's exactly what they do. Bohemian Grove, all that. The child sacrifice that goes on with the CIA and the Pentagon and the Child Protective Service that collects the children for them, it's now being revealed in London. Child ritual abuse. I'm going to cover that down the road next couple weeks, probably next week. When I'm ready to do it, it's a little complicated, and I'm going to simplify it. It's going to be a massive, massive outpouring of emotion. Fear, disgusting reports of child ritual sacrifice that you cannot even believe. They train them at 3, 4, and 5 years old to kill children, babies, infants, by decapitation. Well, that's only scratching the surface. You better know what's going on behind your backs in our governments, in our military. This is the reality of today and of yesterday and many generations in the past. Dirty little secrets, they call it. in the secret societies. That's why they're secret. Those in the know refer to it as a trans-Gothic experience of murder, rape, other really bad crimes committed by the highest level of our government, CEOs, etc., military personnel, that invites demonic possession, that gives them this trans-Gothic experience. The Pentagon knows all about it. The Russians know all about it. That's where they get the remote viewers, their super soldiers, their telepathy and all this other thing. It's demonic in nature, and some of them don't even know it because of the three levels that the demonic realm interfaces with humankind. I'm sorry if I have confused some people. I can't go into detailed explanation right now. Everything I've said so far would require another hour of explaining of the alchemy concerned between the physical world and the supernatural world of the second heaven, they call it. The demonic realm. You go to church, right? Some of y'all go to church. You just sit there, but they talk about evil maybe sometimes, or they just talk about all goody-goody stuff, but they don't tell you about how to spiritually protect yourself in spiritual warfare. Against what? Against demons. It's in the Bible. It's called devil. It's called demons. Devils. It's in the Bible. The very Bible they use at the churches you go to that they never talk about. It's there. Well, I talk about it because it's real. I try to cover it in my Bible studies as much as possible. Because family, coming into full view, the supernatural is going to expose itself eventually. And will you be ready when it does? Will you be prepared? Oh, I know, you're collecting food and you're putting in your basement and you got the ammunition and learning how to make your own rounds, and you learn how to cook and clean a rabbit and clean a deer and go fishing and planting and seed banks and the Ozarks, all that stuff. You don't think they haven't figured that out? You don't think they haven't infiltrated your tea parties and the Oath Keepers and your seals as part of this? Not all of them. Some, see, that's where it splits up your seals. The seals go to war and protect each other. When they come back here, they split. Those are picked, they're Rhodes Scholars, or pulled into Blackwater, or whatever, are really working against their fellow SEALs. When they come back, this born again Christian, like Chris Kyle, he was assassinated by the CIA, no doubt about that. They want someone like him running around that might resist the new North American Union. That's how they do it. So you SEALs that are working for the Illuminati, working for the CFR, working for the CIA, you're working against your own SEAL members. What's wrong with you? What happened to you? You lose your nerve? Why? Why not do the right thing? Well, they murdered the 22 SEALs several months after Osama's alleged killing. Osama's been dead since 2001. Osama bin Laden, he's been dead since 2001. That's why they had to kill 22 SEALs to make sure nobody talked. The other SEALs that sold their souls have come up and say, well, I wrote a book. I was the one that shot him, blah, blah, blah. And notice he just disappeared. Family, it's all set up. It's all set up. It's frustrating. I'm a former U.S. Marine. When I learned the truth that all wars are controlled by rules of engagement, that blew me away. I said, my gosh. I've mentioned it many times on broadcast. It's like I'm talking to someone on my broadcast. You know, it's conversation. But I was an infantry officer. I had three companies under my control. Paris Island, 1st Battalion Alpha Company. I was commanding officer. Headquarters Battalion in Okinawa, and another H&S company in headquarters company in Paris and Okinawa. Camp Kinzer, and then a long time ago. And then Camp Lejeune, I was a company commander, as H&S company. When they were having infantry officers to work with H&S types to go out in the field and do tactics and all this, that, and the other. Had two platoons, recruiting duty, recruit training duty. Government contracting, when I got out to Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, I started major projects, each one. Kosovo, working for the UN, the OSCE, I worked for them, security manager. Congo, project manager for State Department projects. Intelligence, it was development. So I'm not on the sidelines. So my only point here is, very simply put, from Mount Airy, North Carolina, I didn't fall off the tater truck yesterday. I resigned that lifestyle. I don't do it anymore. And now I expose every darn thing. Someone said to me the other day, Tom, did you sign a non-disclosure statement, didn't they? Of, you know, not be able to reveal the secret, top secret. I said, number one, I said, no. Number two, if I did, I'd just forget it. I'd tear it up. It's nothing but a piece of paper to me. People's lives are more important than a piece of paper and some top secret nonsense. When the Secret Service agencies, all of them, every single blasted one of them, share information on the top level and make us believe that they're all kind of working against each other. That's where you get the movie stupid nonsense, 007 garbage and KGB against CIA. That's nonsense. They work together. Mossad, Iranian intelligence, Saudi intelligence. The reality is they work together on the news and make it seem like they're separate. Not at all. They share information at the highest level. To what level? Well, commanders, generals, you know how high level they do it? I tell you, they share your battle plans with the enemy. They did in Vietnam. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, the State Department allowed in 1966, on purpose, specifications for a glycerol factory to be given to the Soviets in 1966, made sure they got them so the Soviets could build, could make glycerol and give it to the VC so they could make their booby traps, because glycerol was a detonator in their booby traps. Oh, and they only counted for half of our casualties in all of Vietnam. We helped it. Anthony Sutton confirms. I got a real problem with that. And then they put Agent Orange on our troops, knowingly, on purpose, to cause cancer, to start the killing process. Absolutely true. And to make sure that they got their proper dose of cancer-causing Agent Orange, I got from three veterans, and now documented, they made shower units in the field using the barrels of Agent Orange that were empty. They created a shower unit. Yes, they did. To make sure our baby boomers that's going through Vietnam got their dose of cancer to kill them off. That's a fact. It's not speculation or conspiracy theory. There's a nomenclature for it. I got some real problems with that. Real problems with that. Sometimes I think I'm the only one. I don't understand it. Why some of these commanders and why they... Maybe it's because they're afraid of losing retirement. They'll end up in a plane crash or so, I don't know. I joined the Marine Corps and knew I'd have to give my life for my country if it need be. I was willing to do that. Well, I still am, but for a different war. I'm tired of these lies, man. So if I were to sign a non-disclosure, I'd spit on it. If I took an oath, I'd swear that I would renounce that oath, ask God to forgive me for taking it, and boy, I'd let the secrets come out so fast they couldn't put them on a computer fast enough. People need to know the truth. Doggone it. Well, in the meantime, when God unleashes his judgment, there's nothing any one of them can do to stop what's coming. The elite, although the elite are placated right now, God's allowing them to be placated. When he pulls the plug on them, I really pray for them because they have no idea. None of the elite and those in secret services, secret societies, have no idea what God of the Bible is going to do. Their minds cannot fathom the judgment that's going to come upon them. And all the good deeds in the world they can do will count absolutely zero. Matter of fact, it'll be used against them because they did the good deeds to cover the evil that they did in the past. This is their warning before that hammer falls. Because once it gets started, some will be given a reprobate mind where they will not be allowed to repent at the last moment because they'll be made to believe a lie. That's in the scripture. And it will happen. But in the meantime, family, it's about spreading the truth. Standing up for the truth. Not for some religion, not for some country, not for some constitution, or any of all this other stuff. It's standing up for Jesus. And the true word contained in the King James Bible. That's what it's all about. That's it. And witnessing to your fellow brother and sister about Jesus. That's all is important. So, that's being said, I was looking here trying to find that shower unit. It's called M something. I've got it here somewhere. Anyway, it's a nomenclature for the shower design made of the Agent Orange barrels. That's unbelievable. You know, unbelievable. Okay. I don't have all the information together about the Black Sun. I mentioned it yesterday. It is massively complicated. But I'm going to tell you something about it. It's a society that is steeped in secrecy, a pure, pure evil. You can't imagine. Your Illuminati members like Druids, family, this is what 9-1-1 was all about. Within the Freemasons' lodges. You have these columns. They call them Solomon's Temple, Boaz and Jachin. These temples. These columns. And they have a purpose for these two columns. The twins. Has everything to do with the Black Sun. Because you see, the Twin Towers was dedicated by Masonic initiation, Masonic ceremony, excuse me, in 1966, September the 11th. It was dedicated before that in a public display, but the actual Masonic ceremony, the occult ceremony, was September 11th, 1966. Those two towers represents the towers at Solomon's Temple, but the purpose of them is to change DNA of the one in the middle. They say that when you're in the middle between the two towers, that when they do a ritual of sort, it starts changing your DNA and increases your frequency of vibration, that you go the next level toward godhood. That's the purpose of it. Back in the days of Greece and Roman, here's what they did. They had one of the towers with a copper top to it, a copper pole that went up like 5, 6, 7, 8 stories high, built in the concrete or the whatever their material was. It went into the ground. The one on the left, Boaz, it's copper, would suck up the radon, green radon, out of the ground. The one on the right, Jachin, is zinc, going to the ground, the red, or argon gas. It's like a battery of sort. Ritual, sacrifice, whatever they come up with, would then change the DNA of the person in the middle, or allow possession, or an avatar. It's very interesting how that works. The gas from caves, the radon, affects possession. That's why you hear of Mohammed, you hear of Joseph Smith, others that got their experience in caves. That's because of the gas there. Would give them hallucinations. Would set them up for possession. It's always a cave, isn't it? That's why. It's very detailed. See, the Bible, the Son, God, they say, is Ra, is God of the creation. That's their idea of it. The Ra would be the creator. Well, the black hole sun would be Satan, creating his own creation. The false god, using alchemy, is a god of death. Oh, it gets deep. Very deep. And what's going on around us and what they're thinking they're doing. But all that will come to nothing. It has to do with the black sun, the Third Reich. All that's connected. Human sacrifice, children's sacrifice. Family, 800,000 kids or more probably disappear every year. 250,000, give or take, plus or minus, are accounted for, leaving 500,000 plus or minus unaccounted for. You can only imagine what they're using them for. Family, this is the world we live in. And Jesus Christ only is coming down here. And that's what the tribulations and the wrath of God is all about. You think he's going to let this go? No, sir, he's not. Not by no stretch of the imagination. You can count on that. So their time is short. And when you see them gain ground, you know then that Lord's patience, God's patience, is wearing thin, because he gives them more latitude, more rope of which they can hang themselves. And that's exactly what's happening. This is the reality of what's going on today. Not Obama coming up with the caliphate, not World War III with Putin. They're all controlled anyway. All that's for distraction. Can it happen? Oh, sure. It's called chaos, order out of chaos. The study of it's amazing, really, when you get into it. Well, I want to talk about some articles, families, and that I've been talking about. For example, you've got the U.S. National, see, they're preparing for something, whether it's to take on extraterrestrials or whether it's going to be a fake World War III. I don't know. You'll know when it happens. But in any case, they got the U.S. National Guard sending out 12 F-15 interceptors to Europe to guard against Russia. Now, I wonder if those commanders know that Putin, Obama, and all the other leaders up there are working together. I bet they don't know that, do they? No. Also, I wonder if the commanders know that the F-15s are going to have defective chips in them to destroy their guidance systems. Chinese put them there to make sure there's no renegade commander or captain or lieutenant or colonel or whatever is flying one of these that decides to get a little too good at what he's doing. They're separating our military to be his cannon fodder, not only in the United States, but also out in the other countries, 150 plus, to make sure we can't defend America when they announce the North American Union and the UN takes over. That's why they have 22 to 26 orchestrated suicides of our veterans every day. That's why. So you militia better take account. You better know that you have undercover FBI and undercover CIA guys working with you, pretending to be for you, and they're not. You've got commanders, general, colonels that are Knights of Malta, Columbus, and Rhodes Scholar that's giving information to the enemy. That's fact. It's happening. Because the secret societies are setting up the New World Order. Who? Well, Boykin, Wesley Clark, McChrystal, all these guys are part of the secret societies. If they're members of the Joint Chief of Staff, they're not on your side. Now, if you look, you'll find, I think it's F-35, some of the fast movers were sent for repair about last year. Check it out. And here comes Jade Helm PSYOP, active war on American people. Yep, here they come. Fort Lauderdale extraction exercises, Jade Helm. A retired colonel is talking about it. I wonder who he works for. They want to create fear. Well, go check your mailboxes, you know. See if you've got a red sticker or a blue sticker, yellow sticker. Well, I find that very interesting. You know why? Because I got a green sticker. What does that mean? I'm green? I don't know. I'm certainly not in their favor, so why have I got a green sticker? Or could it be that these stickers don't mean anything at all? Except maybe the post office and one delivers the newspaper or the mail. Oh, yeah. For those that don't know, they've been passing around the internet that they have, you know, red stickers. They're going to kill you on the spot. They're going to drag you out of your house. And the blue stickers, I believe, is they're going to take you and re-indoctrinate you and then kill you later. Yellow stickers are to re-educate you. I don't know what. It's just all nonsense. Just causing fear. Everybody takes it serious. They've got something called your address and something else called a picture of you. Yeah, they would need that, I would think. I tell you what, man, what I want to talk about today, well, it goes something like this. In James 4:2, you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you have not, because you ask not. I try to offer what evidence I can to be able to obtain and to prove what we term as world revolutionary movement. Family, there have been other watchmen for the past 50, 60, 100 years. Writing books, all kinds of things, warning people. Every generation falls away with the same warnings, but it just keeps on going. It's nothing more and less than a continuing Luciferian, Lucifer's revolt against the right of God, who that he's going to exercise supreme authority over the entire universe. That is what's going on today. Is that big enough for you? But that's exactly what's happening. Everything else is distraction. And you know, many others seems to have come unable to connect the wars, revolutions, and general chaos that actually prevails in this world today. And the fact that the Holy Scriptures of this book that we call the Bible, which is the inspired Word of God, tells us clearly and plainly that when God decided to inhabit this earth, and that with human beings, Satan, after the thrown out of the third heaven into the second heaven, in a supernatural way, he arrived in the Garden of Eden to cause our first parents to defect from God. He accomplished his purpose. And despite the fact that God had walked with them and talked with them in the early paradise we call Eden, he explained to them his plan for the rule of the entire universe, telling them how he wished that they would live for a period of time on this earth to prove their honesty, that they honestly loved him and desired to serve him voluntarily for all eternity out of respect for his infinite perfections. They didn't have a whole lot of distractions. Didn't take much, did it? How about today? Oh, it'd take me another hour to explain all the distractions we have. Now, a study of the history of comparative religions, for example, I mean, all religions are corrupt. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. Christianity mentions Jesus Christ, and you have different varying degrees of being Christian in different religions and sects and all these. One extreme to the other, from Baptist to Methodist, Presbyterian, who now you've got a Presbyterian minister that is just tired of people saying he's not Christian, even though he's supporting homosexuality. But then don't forget that you got adultery, murder, stealing, and even looking upon a woman with lust, same thing as committing adultery. They keep leaving that out. They keep focusing on homosexuality, but they forget about all the others. He got that one, what, in Phoenix, Arizona, Stephen Anderson. Oh, Lord of mercy. Jesuit trained. Obama should be, what, killed or something, and then a homosexual should be killed according to Leviticus. He goes off and crazy, and he got his spot on a TV newscast as an interview. Family, these are all setups. These people are trained, like Anderson. Terry Jones. Westboro Baptist Church. These are part of the Christian identity movement. They do these things to put a poor light on Christians and Christianity. At the same time, cause the homosexuals or the Muslims, whichever the case may be, to despise Christians. Therefore, the purpose is very complex. So they'll never convert. That is the purpose of it. And so those on the fence, agnostics, will say, look, if that's the way Christians are, I don't want to be a part of that. That's exactly why they do that. And they're trained very well. And they make sure they write books. They make sure that they're in all the YouTubes and all this. They're supported to spread their poison on purpose. It's not just some preachers that's gone off half nut. No, they know exactly what they're doing. Hollywood would be proud of them. I think they have a reward for it. It's called, it's called the Oscars. That's their purpose. It's diabolical. Religion was designed and created to hide the truth about Jesus Christ. Philosophy was created as one of the rays, they call it, to make religion ambiguous. So religious philosophy was designed. Plato was an avatar. Aristotle was an avatar. They were occult. They were pagan by design. Supernatural design. I got it written that Plato was an avatar by the Illuminati textbooks. They talk about him exactly. I'm not making any of this up. It's incredible when you do the study on this. When you really get down into it. Now, but these comparative religions, now just religion in Christianity, 41,000 sects, S-E-C-T-S, 41,000. How do you come up with so many different sects of one religion? They have, and varying degrees of truth. Some of them to a massive nonsense, homemade religion like moonshine, to Baptists with different doctrines, and others. Everybody's different. So does that make God a liar? Then you got Krishna, you got, you know, Hindu, Buddhist, and all this. I can be reincarnated. Oh, wow. I can become a god. And have my own planet, Mormon. Jesus was nothing but a prophet, Jehovah's Witnesses. Which is it that, y'all? Somebody go to a cave and find out. Tell me one day, sometime. Send me a postcard. See how ridiculous it's getting? The attack on the King James Bible. Woo, this is massive. But you know, the most primitive nomads and Sephardic tribes, you know, they believed that other worlds existed before the Supreme Being created this world. Family, you got Baptist preachers that believe in aliens. You got Baptist preachers, that's the proverbial, you know, born again, all this, but no. Because they use corrupted Bibles. And then they use King James Bibles, and they twist the scriptures. Oh, my gosh, almighty. Woo, when's it going to stop? Well, you really got to know how to speak Hebrew and Greek. But really, do you, preacher? No kidding. No problem. I'll get a Pilsner, and I'll be back in 10 days. Is that okay? I'll be speaking fluent Hebrew and Greek. You got to be kidding me. And they stand on that, and you sit there and look at them like, man, what, you got a brain for a peanut for a brain? You realize what you're saying? That God expected everybody to learn Greek and Hebrew? Well, you have to read the originals. Pastor, there ain't no originals. There ain't none. Or, depends where you're from. But there isn't any. You won't find them. Speak their language. There aren't any originals. It's a cop-out. Well, you have to really know how to speak Greek and Hebrew. No, you don't. The translators spoke fluent Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, Latin, and English. Of course, English. No, they're taught this in the councils and the committees of the Baptist or Christian conventions and all this other nonsense. They just fall in line like little sheep. David Wilkerson didn't. That's why they murdered him. Check it. Go check it out. Go ahead. Look it up. You'll find he had a mysterious death. He would not join their councils and committees and National Council of Stupid Churches or Freemasons and all that nonsense. He was a powerful preacher. Powerful. He wasn't like Billy Graham, who became a Freemason and Jesuit trained, or Schuller, or Copeland, Hagee, Joyce Myers, Easton Starr, Benny Hinn. Oh, I can just go on and on and on. Brazier, T.D. Jakes, Dollar, every doggone one of them. Family, it's time to stand up and step out. Oh, and then, oh, yeah. Hey, you militia, you better watch out. You got to watch out. FEMA's ahead of you, man. FEMA's ahead of you. They got the clergy response teams. Oh, yeah. You see, all government is ordained by God, whether it's good, bad, or otherwise. If you don't have government, you're going to have anarchy. You ever saw the Mad Max movies? Well, that don't work too well. Romans 13, Chuck Baldwin, wake up, bub. Romans 13 stands. Jesus Christ was not a revolutionary. Mankind are revolutionaries. Revolted against God. Hello. So, where to go about Romans 13? Until the government causes you to sin and you say, I'm not going to do it. Now, you may incur the wrath of man. They sure did in the Colosseums. Now, if you want to go out like Butch Cassidy went Sundance Kid, you go on ahead. But make sure you're saved and born again, or your soul is going to hell. Movies are one thing, reality is another. Romans 13 stands. But I want to say a few words about this clergy response team. You have one extreme to the other. One extreme, you have between 25 and 30,000 pastors that's trained by FEMA, called a clergy response, and they've been activated as of a few months ago. Ferguson. They're trained to tell you to do everything the government tells you to do, according to Romans 13. And that's not true. When the government calls you to lie, steal, or to take an oath, or to take a mark of the beast, or whatever against God, then nope, I ain't going to do it. And you tell that clergyman to shut up. And ask him, are you a Freemason, by the way? And were you trained by FEMA? Ask him the question. Make him squirm. Put him on the spot. I don't want to be offensive. No, become offensive. And make him wiggle a little bit. Are you a Freemason? Were you trained by FEMA? And do you know what Romans 13 really says? Ask him the questions. Because they're going to come around and lie to you and tell you you must do everything the government tells you to do. That's not true. But then you got the other side that says don't do anything the government tells you to do because it's a despotic government. Well, that's not true either. Render to Caesar, which is Caesar, and unto God, which is God. Then you have preachers like Chuck Baldwin and all the rest of them say that Jesus was a revolutionary. Get your sword and go fight. They're leading you to a slaughter, and they know it too. And all those that portray family, be careful of this clergy response. They used them in Ferguson. And they'll be coming around in the next disasters. They're going to start showing up. Cookie cutter pastors, I call them. There was a pastor in a particular church in Belafonte, Ohio. Christians today are going to be facing issues of race, from avoidance, ambivalence, to active intervention. Responding to government's current plans for confiscation of constitutionally guaranteed civil rights and freedoms, which we don't have a constitution anyway. A militia and you sidearmed lawyers out there, we don't have a constitution. Hope you all know that. And John MacArthur, for example, is one of them. He said it's okay to take the mark of the beast. John MacArthur, a famed theologian, he says it's okay to take the mark. I have an actual recording. I don't know if I want to play it right now. I've played it dozens of times. I'm assuming the people listening today or my regular listeners, you've heard it half a dozen times. I can play it any time you want me to. But John MacArthur, he's another one. And the interviewers in the radio program, they're talking with each other that plays the recording of him in his actual church saying it's okay to take the mark. They're agreeing with him. Family, these people are evil. And they're all coming out of the closet. Well, this one pastor in Belafonte, Ohio, There's claims that he's making that those who espouse Judeo-Christian values are obligated to disobey laws that violate constitutional restrictions, and even that which violates natural law. This one pastor from Belafonte, Ohio, he was an eyewitness of a 2006 meeting that he attended. It was hosted by FEMA, by his report, and some other government and civil organizations. And he had actually government presentation documents. I don't have them with me, but they were supposedly available. And this meeting was intended to recruit and receive an oath from pastors across the country back in 2006 that they would preach sermons that will coerce parishioners to obey all government orders without delay and actively coerce them to give up guns and property, and if resistant during national emergencies like flu epidemics, which they had planned in 2009, by the way, that never happened. And that was the purpose of this particular meeting, by the way. And it actually happened in 2009. They're getting ready to vaccinate. They said, look it up right now as I'm talking, that 1,000 people died from a flu in 2009. That was a lie. Never happened. It's a lie that the media printed. So the people in 2009 would get fear and would start getting the vaccinations, and that would have started the pandemic in 2009. And the ones that didn't, they get the microchips, like they do our troops with the vaccinations. They put the vaccination, 28 of them, of which one of the vaccinations, in fact, goes in the back of the neck. That's the microchip. Nanobots lodges in the brain. Oh, I got tons of evidence on that. And actual testimony from a couple of veterans that said, oh, yeah, we got 28 vaccinations, and one of them went back of my neck. What was that for? I said, oh. So that's that chip I've been telling you all about. And giving up your guns, which you don't, and property, which you don't, and if resistant during national emergencies, and this to be done in exchange for prioritized receipt of scarce food and vaccines for the family. More death. He warned that this program appeared to spread in every county in the country. And based upon his observations, pastors everywhere were taking the oath to impose the state dictates on the flock. Now, I also did some research not connected to that report I got. I do remember that there was a rash of resignations of police chiefs after 2006 to 2008. In other words, those were the police chiefs that didn't bow down like a payo and all the others do to the secret society dictates. They weren't going to do it. Let that mill around your head just a little bit. Now, you know, I try to prepare my listeners for that time that's going to come, whether it's this generation or next. And to alleviate the fear, you face the fear, and you find a solution, and you live, but not in fear. And you always know when someone's in fear. When's it going to happen? What month they say is going to happen? What thing's going to happen this time? Man, I don't have a crystal ball. Only thing you can tell for sure is that tribulations, you'll know then when things happen. But other than that, nobody knows. And literally, that rapture they talk about could happen any time. Pre-trib, mid-trib, pre-wrath, but not post-trib, no. But somewhere along the way, man, the supernatural events are going to start taking place. They're pushing the envelope because they want to bring that false Christ in awful bad. The Jews, the fake Jews. You know, in Israel, the Star of David, we all know, this is standard. Star of David is a hexagram, witchcraft, blood sacrifice. And our own stars and stripes, that's what that's for, is a pentagram. Sorry, but it is. The Pentagon, do I have to tell you about that? Anyway, Israel is a fake Israel. That's not Israel of the Bible. Israel of the Bible is when Jesus Christ takes over after the seven-year tribulation. That's the real Israel. Well, what they've done, Jerusalem. What they've done, Lord knows how long ago, I don't know. But they've changed the Hebrew language to a Yiddish. That's why they call God Yahweh, when it's Jehovah. They've changed the language. That's why in the Bible it talks about going back to the old language. Because right now in Israel, they're not speaking Jewish. Not Jewish yet, the Bible, the Hebrew. They changed it. And Israel and the United States will be judged of what we've done. Started the wars, fought the wars for the Illuminati. And our troops and commanders didn't even know. We always thought we were fighting for freedom. We never have fought for freedom. Never. All the wars have been pre-planned. And the result, already planned through rules of engagement and manipulation. Oh, I've proven that dozens of times. When I found this out, with evidence, I can prove it. Statements from MacArthur. Statements from admirals. I mean, but when you put it all together, you see a picture. Man, it'll tick you off as a commander when you find this out. I know you don't want to know it, but you're probably now turning off the radio, aren't you? Gotta run. Don't want to hear this. All wars are pre-planned. The end of them are already planned out, and they know how many casualties are going to be. That's how it really works. So I don't really want to explain the implications of Arlington Cemetery. But you can imagine what my thoughts are on that one. Completely opposite of what we always were taught. That wars were fought, wars were won by massive, by firepower, overwhelming firepower, supply, troops, morale, and all this. No way. They've always been manipulated since day one, 1776, until 2015. All wars have been pre-planned, results already planned. The only difference was World War II. We're supposed to be in a new world order by 1945. That failed to happen. So they brought the Nazis over here. They just continued on with it. That's why. 10,000 to be exact, of engineers, psychologists, chemists, rocket scientists, all kinds of things. We brought Nazis over here and in Argentina. The communists just accumulated in Europe. Nobody won. It was just carried on to the next step. History books are garbage. I'm not teaching history today anyway. Now, this agenda that we're under is going to come to a public display in the future. We see it catching up steam as we speak. 37, 38 states have approved of lifting the ban of homosexual marriage. Child euthanasia, allowing your children to commit suicide, is going on up in Oregon and Washington State. They're trying to get it passed. Once they do that, it'll be the same technique they're using for a same-sex marriage. Get one or two states, then you got five jump on it, and here we go. Abortion legalized. That's nothing but child sacrifice is all abortion is by design. That's the purpose of it. The only purpose. All kinds of things are setting up while we speak, while we talk, and while we're distracted with Dancing with the Stars and golf at Hilton Head. You got it? You can do things about this. I've explained that before in the schools. When your kid comes home, you find out what they were taught that day. Planned Parenthood come by? What'd they say? What classes did you have today? That means you got to talk to your kids. When you find out something off the wall they've been taught, shown, or told, then you call up other parents and say, do you know what my kid heard? Find out if yours did too. And you say, yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, let's have coffee and we got a PTA meeting coming up. Let's all get together. And then you hit them. Same thing in churches. Your Bible studies at home. You find out that the only Bible that's really a true word of God is the King James Bible. Why can't y'all get together and say, preacher, how do you like working here? You like it? And you got to take duct tape. You know duct tape? And tape up the Freemason's mouth so they shut up. And then you get on your pastor and say, look here. How much money you got in the coffer? Well, let's buy us about a couple hundred or 100 King James Bibles. And let's burn these others. Because, family, they are satanic. The King James Bible is the only true Bible. And there's not a preacher, pastor, pope, or priest, rabbi, bishop, or cardinal, rabbi, I don't care, can prove otherwise. Not a one of them. Challenge them. They work for you. They're supposed to bring you to God. They're supposed to tell you what the Bible says. Well, they can't when you're reading the Torah. They can't when they're reading those corrupted Bibles in the Roman Catholic Church. And they can't in the Baptist churches that's using the NIV, New American Bible, whatever, and the NASB. You can't do it with those. Because they're missing verses. 200 or 300 verses, as a matter of fact. That's a problem. How come y'all don't take charge? Tell the deacons, get out of the way. And you demand that the King James Bible be used and truth be spoken. You put them to the task. That's what you do, you see. You take action. But positive action to get positive things done. Oh, there's a laundry list of things you could do. But who am I? Anyway. But you know, before God decided to create the earth, there's a revolution that originated because one of his creatures God created challenged his right to exercise supreme authority over the entire universe. That is exactly what's going on today. And his supernatural beings are controlling the Illuminati. There's your connection. The Illuminati, your kings and queens of this world, are nothing more than slaves of the hierarchy that control them. Queen Elizabeth II, Prince Philip, your presidents are nothing, man. They're a dime a dozen. They're trained to be there, certainly, but they can be replaced or assassinated anytime they want to. It all rolls downhill, Freemasons. Because the Freemasons are their workhorses. Keep their eyes on what the Goyim are doing, pretending to be your friend. I know this for a fact. I had a friend for 30-some years who I found out was a 33rd degree Mason. That's why we weren't getting along. I said, well, I don't understand this. I'm a Mason, you know. I said, say what? I'm a 33rd degree Mason. I said, oh, whoa. Completely changed and different person than I knew before. That explained it. Anyway, it's very significant. All these so-called uncivilized human beings share the fundamental belief that before the world was created, other worlds existed. Even Billy Graham believes in 1997, he said, of course there's other worlds with life on it, and we're here to evangelize them. That's what he said. Hey, I kid you not. That's when Billy Graham started coming out of the closet in 1993 to 97. That's when the regenerations have been cleansed of the quiet generation baby boomers by 1950. By 1990, 40 years later, whole different set of beliefs. That's why he came out of the closet, like Shuler. All changed. What did Victoria Osteen say about two months ago? In front of her whole congregation, she said, and this was a test by the Illuminati, she said in her 10,000 in an Osteen concert, she said, "Just do good for yourself and God will be happy." Unquote. Family, that is strictly from the book of Satanism and humanism. Same thing. And what they did was to see what the reaction would be. They were testing the generations. They were testing to see if the generation was ready for the change. That's what that was all about. I don't see why three quarters of the people in there didn't just get up and leave that stadium, his church or whatever you want to call it. I'm telling you one thing right now, if I was sitting there, I wouldn't be sitting there anyway, but if I was, I'd just get up right in the middle of him talking, no problem, and leave. Because there's no more respect. I'm out of there. I can guarantee you that. I've left churches before. When they go beyond the Bible, I'm out of there. I'm gone. Family, you got to take a stand, darn it. I've been a sinner most of my life. I've done all the things. And one day I decided to start finding out the truth and then realize, you know. So I started doing it. It's a matter of choice. That led me to the New World Order. I said, what in the world did I find here? 2006. Yeah, you know the rest of the story. Clergy today believe that other worlds existed. Bible don't say that. And sometime before the Supreme Being created this world, a revolution occurred in the celestial world universe. Second heaven. Third heaven. It caused by the fact that some of the Creator's creatures had free will, challenged his right to exercise supreme authority over the entire universe. As a result of this revolt against the absolute supremacy of the Creator, our God, the universe was divided into good and evil. And the evil spirits that do exist tried to interfere with God's work while he was actively and actually engaged in creating the world. That ever since the world was finished, there was evil forces at work trying to prevent human beings from doing the will of God. Family, there's clergy out there and a clergy response to say, do everything the government tells you to do. That means even if it's against the will of God. This fight has not stopped. It's right on your front doorstep. As clergy, it's your government. It's your. This is worldwide. This is not just America, no. So you need the Savior in your life. That's the point. Now, they've got various movements taking place here in America now, up to date. And one of them is called the Indiana Governor Signs Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Now, what in the dickens is that? Now, the ecumenical movement, I call it the yuckumenical movement. Okay. It's to bring all the religions together into one. It's like putting everybody on what I call the Roman Catholic Titanic. And once all the religions are all on board, this Roman Catholic Titanic, actually it was the Olympic, but that's another story. That's the ecumenical movement. Remember Palmer, the one that died on a motorcycle? The sacrifice on the motorcycle? He was there to bring all religions together. Protestants, we forgive you. Buddhists, Dalai Lama, or whatever. Everybody, come on in. Come one, come on. We have marshmallows for everybody. Once you get on the Roman Catholic Titanic, I call it, they're going to sink it. And when your ship's sinking, what are you going to start looking for? Life preserver. You'd really like to have another ship, you know. Well, they got another ship. You know what the ship is? It's called the New Age Movement. That's going to be a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. Evidence. Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, is a father of the New Age Movement. And guess who the mama is? The mother of the New Age Movement is Helena Blavatsky. They're all connected. And Helena Blavatsky, in her younger years, knew Albert Pike in his elderly years. Family, all these people are connected. The Roman Catholics don't know this is coming. The New Age movement is the religion of the Antichrist. Well, right now in America, they got to work on the Bible Belt in the Midwest. And they got what's called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And Fox News reported this not long ago, that Indiana governor, his name was Mike Pence, P-N-C-E, Republican, whatever. They all work together at the CFR anyway. He defended a law not long ago that protects long-standing religious freedoms. He signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act on, well, actually, I think it's the past week. Yeah. Last week. And it will prohibit laws that substantially burden a person's ability to follow their religious belief. So this term person includes businesses, religious institutions, associations. He insisted that the legislation was not about discrimination and said, I quote, "This is about empowering people to confront government overreach," unquote. Now what this is going to do? Is showing the sovereignty of the state, and the way they work it is the federal government steps in and makes it federal. That's how they work these things. Now what they're looking for is for the states to declare themselves separate from the Fed. That works perfect with the FEMA region. See, the states will think that we're getting for our freedom away from this Muslim president. Or it'd be something else from this Republican president or Democrat. It'd come up with something. It's always an excuse. We're going to declare our freedom. Well, they did that in the Balkans and Yugoslavia. So it looks like a good thing, right? No, you're falling into the hands of the UN waiting for you in each FEMA region. That's their plan. Now, it'll work, too. It'll work. People, you know, they get up and make all these speeches and legislation, and, you know, with like Independence Day or, you know, another give me liberty, give me death speech or whatever, Independence Day, blah, blah, blah. And everybody buy off on it. And they'll throw you right to the wolves. Because the country is divided into four regions, Canada, China, Mexico, and UN. We're a colony, remember? And FEMA's got 10 regions set up by Nixon, February the 12th, 1972. Executive Order 11647. Nixon already set it up. And 11731 in 1973 to further it. And to take over functions of government with 11495. When Nixon did not succeed in his military coup, they had to rescind them in 1978. Pass it on to Reagan down the road, Giafrida Oliver North, who was nice of Malta, by the way. Operation Garden Plot. Darn, that fell too. Oops. Declare a national emergency. We suspend the American Constitution. FDR planned it. Failed. They had it planned in 1962-63. Failed. Resulted in the deaths of four patriots, if you will. I'm going to call them that. Bobby Kennedy, JFK, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King. They didn't cooperate with the Illuminati and the Freemasons, so they had to kill all four of them. Nixon failed in his. Reagan failed in his. And even Bush. This would be a lot easier if it's a dictatorship, as long as I'm dictator, unquote. They've all tried it. It's not in God's timing yet. It's actually not in the timing of the Illuminati in Europe either. Our Illuminati, as if we own them. Our so-called Illuminati over here has got the big head. They think they're going to be the world leaders. It's not going to happen. The ones over in Europe, the revived Holy Roman Empire, that's in Scripture. It will happen, but for a short period of time. So when our Illuminati, our American Illuminati, CFR, Rockefellers, all those other guys, start getting some plans together, it's always thwarted. Because it's not time yet. When are they going to learn? Anyway. So the governor was in an interview, ABC's, last week. And the official of the original federal law is 20 years old. And that the new law had expanded to protect individuals that feel the government has infringed upon their personal freedom of religion and their rights as given by the Constitution, which doesn't exist anyway. So, paid, of course, protesters fill the streets of Indiana. Corporations nationwide express their criticisms and that against the legislation. And according to an article in the Toronto Sun, opposers of the law feel that the gay, the lesbian, bisexual, transgender people may be discriminated against by the businesses. And they think there's a broader in scope than the other states' religious freedom laws. Order out of chaos. The federal government's going to step in. Watch. And it's going to get interesting, to say the least. It's just one of many of these programs that they're going to come out with. They attack the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, I don't know what, and Transgender Scouts. it's getting all... Same-sex marriages were implemented in Indiana last year. And because of the new law, gay groups seem to be worried about whether businesses will refuse to provide services for them. Now, would that not enact the NAACP to force the government to make a federal mandate that businesses cannot do it? So they got to have that dialectic. That's how they work these things. What was said was, in this about this Religious Freedom Restoration Act, they began to explain in the interview that the bill would rightfully protect creative businesses such as florists, bakers, and all the like from compromising their religious beliefs through the overreach of government force. He said it was everything to do with religious freedom and not discrimination. And we know better, though, because inviting federal mandate to come into them. That's how the legal beagles work. Oh, well, back in November the 16th, 2014, you had this group called Disciples of the New Dawn threaten to burn pagans as last year. Inquisition coming back. You see what they're doing here? They want to create chaos so we'll want order under their direction. You have these Jesus camps out here. Man, that's CIA ran. Brainwashing to its maximum. Recruiting camps under the guise of religious, of worshiping Jesus. They got those kids so messed up. That will invite the International Rights of the Child Treaty to be signed. You watch. Well, you don't want that to happen. They tried to get that signed in 1989, Hillary Clinton. That will effectively take away your control of your child. They will own your child when that thing's signed. Under the guise of protecting their rights, they got to make a case. But when they do, they'll look out. I've identified about 8 articles of that International Rights of the Child that shows where they'll take your children away from you. I've talked about this before. I actually had a couple of programs on it, specifically. I always wonder sometimes after my shows, within a month, a week, whatever, if it makes any difference, really. I wonder, did I move somebody? Did somebody take action that I never, you know, I may never know. I don't know. I'm not here for me at all. I do my broadcast, and I, when I'm done, I do some administrative work here to whatever, and then I go about my little old business here and go feed my little old cat. You understand? So I move. I work alone, except for friends that send me articles, and we talk on the phone and all that. That's it. I mean, I handle all these little doodads, buttons and all these things. I still don't quite understand them. I'm not into all this stuff. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I was into anti-terrorism to protect people overseas. That's my expertise. I'm good at it. So I quit. And now I report everything. So I got this electronic stuff here, like still, all these wires and buttons and doodads and knick-knack, pedawack, I don't know what else. But family, I see a monster, but I know that monster is defeated, and that's what you got to know. The monster exists, but the monster is going to be turned into a tadpole. I don't think they realize Jesus Christ turns on that 7 years. I don't think people realize what's going to happen. And individually, you could be a born killer, working for the Illuminati, hotshot, trained to be a killer since birth. It don't matter. I don't care. You're going to get old, and you're going to get to where you can't move anymore. What are you going to do then? Man, you're going to play hard to try to stomp out a fort, stomp out a campfire. If you live that long, chances are they won't let you. What have you accomplished? Really? You know, it might seem a little bit ambiguous when I talked about the International Rights of the Child. But I do want to advise you that it's knocking on your door. And the Child Euthanasia Act, they're connected. See, people aren't connecting these dots. Now, I'm going to show you how close it is to you. Hang on there a minute, y'all. This wasn't planned. I guess, well, this whole thing wasn't planned. Holy Spirit leads me to say what I got to say. Today especially. Back in... it was in 1989. See, that was right before, of course, 1999. Right before the New World Order is supposed to take place, the year 2000. They had it all set up. There you go. Well, to destroy the family, you destroy the country. It's by design. Well, the largest threat to the American family, our families, have always been in the walls of the United Nations. That's in New York. It's up close and personal. In the Council of Foreign Relations. And exactly on November the 20th, 1989, the UN General Assembly did in fact approve the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. And they approved it. And the 20th nation, took 20 of them, ratified the treaty on September the 2nd, 1990. And so the treaty is in force now. Now, here comes the rub. The United States did not sign the convention, and there was pressure back in the 1990s from Hillary Clinton and others to ratify this, what we can call, international nightmare. And this treaty, in fact, gives further ownership of all children to the state and the United Nations. And what it does is undermines the authority of the parents. Authority to do what? Raise your children. And what it does, it replaces the family with a panel of UN experts and gives children the right to disobey their parents under penalty of law. Now, they're teaching kids to be independent now, to sue the parents for this or that, sue their parents for paying for their college, different things. This is designed for that purpose, to show other children, look, you can stand up to your parents. I do a Bible study. Haven't done it yet. I got one set up. About disciplining your children. And it comes from the father. It's set up that way. Well, they know that. So if you got a father, father, mother, mother, and a gender, gender, or whatever, that's a problem. It doesn't work. Sorry, but it don't. And this is the purpose of breaking up the family. You break up the family, you destroy the country. Vladimir Lenin supports this. He's a student of the Illuminati. Now, you can find this out on your own if you want to. I'm just giving you the highlights because I got tons of information on it. If I can find it, anybody can find it. All you got to do is just do it. The signatories are 140. Parties are 194. Wow. And I got a list here of all the countries. Oh, my gosh. And when they sign all the countries. Oh, my gosh. 140 countries. And the dates they signed it. February 16, 1995 was a signature in America, United States, but there's never a ratification, acceptance, accession, or secession. We've yet to sign it. And we, Somalia, Somalia, United States, have not yet signed it. We're the only ones, man. We're holdouts. So that means they're going to go hard on finding things wrong with the children. They're abused to convince our Congress to sign it. The only remaining right would be to support the new bureaucracies with increased taxation. If that treaty is ratified by the Senate, see, your rights as a parent will be transferred to the federal government, which, of course, is controlled by the UN. and establish new bureaucracies to investigate and prosecute you if you violate your children's rights as defined by this convention. That's why they murdered Nancy Schaefer, Congress lady from Georgia. She is going after the Child Protective Service and the North American Union. They murdered her. So all the other congressmen went, oh, golly, we're going to be quiet. And they did be quiet. They wouldn't die. Shh, be quiet. You know, the only remaining right would be to support the new bureaucracies with increased taxation. Isn't that fun? I've got, I did a study on it, and I found Article 3, 4, 7. I got articles. I could cover it one day. I got 11 articles I found that controls your children now, the whole thing. I get them listed here exactly. There was a globalist publication called This World, naturally. And it praised the UN Convention in the winter of 1984, of all years. And the title of the article was, quote, What's Wrong with Children's Rights, unquote. And to give an excerpt from Jan Blitz, no less, tells you why they have to eliminate the family to destroy the country, and in their words, to have world peace. Here's why they have to do it. In this magazine publication of 1984, What's Wrong with Children's Rights, it says, and I quote, the traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame. It breaks their will and represses their sexuality, turning them to artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings, unquote. Now, watch this. YouTube is watched by millions, right? Well, have you not seen in the past 6 months, a year, where they said parent has child walking on the street with a card on her chest saying, I failed the test? Remember seeing that? They pay those parents to do that. You know why? Because that shows how the parents are shaming their children. That gets you to say, you know, we do need protection of our children. Some of these parents are so bad, we need somebody to watch over them. I think we should, Congressman, you need to sign that treaty. That's why they're doing it. To get you to say that. Big mistake. Because I'm not telling you, in Oregon, they're trying to set up child euthanasia. So if your child uses a Ouija board, psychotropic drugs because they got ADHD, or they're disabled, that child will want to commit suicide. They're doing it already, commit suicide. Our troops are committing suicide, 22 to 26 per day. The children are committing suicides after they use the Ouija board. You don't believe me? You look it up. I double dog dare you. Unless you're afraid to see. And the psychotropic drugs, that lie about ADHD, there's no ADHD. That's a lie. It's a false diagnosis. ADHD is caused by several factors. And these lying psychologists and psychiatrists who need one themselves, that's why they are psychologists and psychiatrists, so they can self-administer their own diagnosis, are being told of what to do and how to bring those kids in and give them drugs. And if you don't give them the drugs, you're a poor parent, Paxil. Lord knows whatever else. That's causing them to commit suicide. I've done programs on this and proven it, darn it. What's it going to take, family? All I can do is talk in this little old radio station. I could just say, you know, I just don't think I'm making a difference. Just quit and go about my own little life. I get nothing for this at all. This costs me money. I don't have any way to receive any. I don't. All I want to do is tell the truth and expose what I've found to be true. That's all I'm doing this for. That's it. And waiting on that day when that sky opens up, God says, come on. But I feel a responsibility because I do know what they're doing. And for me to just say, you know, I just don't care. Nobody's listening anyway. I'm just going to go about my life and let it go. Would be negligent. Risperdal. Metadol. Floridol. Chlordine. Tricetolone. Something or another. Sleeping. That's five. For 1 6-year-old kid, for gosh sakes. I had somebody tell me about it. There's a waitress at a restaurant I go to. I said, you what? Oh, yeah, they have my child on ADHD drugs. I said, number one, there is no such thing as ADHD. It's a lie. And number two, what are they? And she gave me a list of five drugs they give a six-year-old kid. I don't want to revert back the way I used to be, but I tell you what. I could grab one of these psychologists by the stack of swivel and choke him till his nose pops off. They call ADHD bipolar. Oh, baloney. What a lie. These drugs break down their will. It causes possession. Possession of demonic entities on your child. God, I hate saying that, but it's true. That's why a kid acts up. It's a double-edged sword. The sugar in those doggone Cokes and Mountain Dews and the diet they get cause them to be active. The vaccinations, I mean, all kinds of things. Oh, your kid had ADHD. Oh, doctor, thank you. My kid's no longer like he was. Well, no kidding. He's on antidepressants. He's fired up. Then you got to calm him down again. Oh, man. What to do? So, traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint. In other words, don't sin. That's restraint. It's called the Ten Commandments. Anybody ever heard of them? Obedience. Hello. Shame. That's why you see, that's why you have reports of, a 3-year-old, 4-year-old's yakking or something at the grocery store and a parent goes a whop on the butt. And then when they walk outside, they're under arrest. Then they read about it. Some of them is orchestrated. And when they read about it in the newspaper all over, then other parents do it. Other people see it, do it. I'm going to tell on them. And then they come and arrest them. And before you know it, no discipline's going on. The child's getting no discipline. When a child does not get discipline, that child does not feel loved. When that child does not feel loved at home, they become a bully. Or they seek out and are identified, profiled by the Wicca teenagers in those schools. They look for other ways of being accepted because they don't feel loved. Why? Because they're not disciplined. And teachers actually think that they know what's good for the children, recommending treatment for children because it's what they're taught to do. I may have some new listeners. Old listeners, bear with me. But I feel the necessity to tell you this. 1973, Denver, Colorado, Teachers Conference. Dr. Chester Pierce of Harvard University. He got up to speak to 2,000 teachers. And the microphone, you understand? A Chester Pierce concert. He said, and I quote, to 2,000 teachers. 2,000. That's as That's almost as much as a small town. He said, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill." 5 years old, he's mentally ill. Because at 5 years old, he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief of a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future, unquote. Now, how in the world can a kid at 5 years old, just out of mother's matrix, have all this at 5 years old? How does that happen? Well, I'll tell you exactly how. In 1973, at 5 years old, you're talking about baby boomers' children. Baby boomers were taught by their quiet generation parents, and parents before, grandfathers. They were taught about being allegiant to our founding fathers and saying the Pledge of Allegiance and being given history classes about how we defeated this, that, and the other. Proud. Ooh. And elected officials, do what your president tells you to do. And our parents, you better mind what your parents say, boy. How about that? And a belief in the God. You go to church back in the 40s and 50s. Right? It was like traditional family. Father knows best. Leave it to Beaver. All these programs supporting all that. Why? Because they need you to fight a war. To fight a war, you had to have a family to fight for. Oh, they're tricky. And the sovereignty of the nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. You see? And then all of a sudden they stopped it, didn't they? Yep, that's why. International children of the future. And so that's passed on to your children. So now in the 1960s, they had to give us drugs. They had to give us a change of music. They changed the clothing. They changed everything. All in one decade. From then on. So you can see. How a 5 year old, all the way up to 15 to 20, 18 years old, would receive that training from the parents. They had to short circuit it. So you see why Jan Blitz said the traditional family imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, shame, breaks the will, represses their sexuality, turning them to artificial, authoritarian, sex negating, compulsive, competitive. They get that from their parents of the quiet generation and the baby boomers who got it from their parents. So they had to cut it, snip it in the bud right then. That's why. Who did it? Tavistock. You see how Satan works in our... No human could come up with this. This is what I'm trying to do to get across to people to show you how all this is connected with a much bigger agenda that you all can deal with and wait until the time you delay it. Don't wait and delay in it, but you can delay it. You can have movements, you know, that you don't have some infiltrator in there. The Freemasons will, in fact, be infiltrators. Every single one of them will tell on you. They've taken a blood oath to do that. That's a fact. But all it's going to do is delay it, and that's what you want to do. Because when the time comes, God's going to say, that's enough. And boy, whew, let me tell you what. Well, you want to be on his side when that happens. Don't wait. Take care of your children. Take care of your families. Going to war and revolution is nonsense. But taking the right kind of action makes good sense. I want to remind you all that I'm played up in highpointradio.net as a favor. John Kirkler on highpointradio.net, he liked my broadcasting, said I'll play your broadcast and your Bible studies. And that's it. Well, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He has towers up there. And he, you know, has sponsors. He has to have that, pay the bills. He does. So, if you're in those three states, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, look up on his website, highportradio.net, and you'll find his sponsors and use them. Or give him some donations or whatever. I mean, work out with him. Help him, because he broadcasts my Bible studies and plays my broadcasts and Bible studies on a random basis on his network. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, and my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And family, I got a small operation, but I'm making it powerful. It may be small, but I'm bringing you the truth. And you need to challenge everything I say, so you find out on your own. That's the whole idea, is you become knowledgeable. Don't depend on somebody else. You do it. You stand up on your own. And then you train other people to stand up on their own. Then you become a powerful force for God. And preach the truth. And family, there's no Santa Claus out there. He doesn't exist. Let NASA trace Snowjob, Snowden, Assange, or Manning, whoever else. They're all playing for the NSA anyway. It's all frauds. So NASA can trace him because there's no Santa Claus. That's a lie. There's no Easter Bunny either. There's chocolate bunnies. I kind of like those. Hollow ones especially. The others, too hard. Family, the truth is what matters. Because the time to reckon is coming soon. You see the changing going on. The fake World War III, they're trying to gin up. No pun intended. Well, tomorrow, I'm going to hit the ground running. Tonight, there will be Bible study. Last night, I couldn't make it. Tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. And tomorrow, 4 to 6, I'm going to hit the ground running again. I've been doing it for 6 years now. Why stop? And buy a new pair of shoes. Family, time's come. And I must move on. So you all have a good night. And God bless you. And remember, don't let them put fear in you. Peter walked on the water for the time it took until he had fear and he started sinking. God changed his DNA from the fear he had and he started sinking. But Jesus reached out and grabbed my hand. He saved him. Peter couldn't do it on his own. Peter couldn't do it on his own. He needed Jesus to do it. But his DNA, only way to walk on the water is your DNA to change. Jesus didn't reach out to anybody. He walked on the water on his own. He ascended on his own. No other human, no other fallen angel can ever do that. Going back and forth from the first heaven to the second heaven is done by human sacrifice, by alchemy, evil intent, not ascension at all. Jesus is the only one that's ever ascended. There'll be never another one. That was awkward. There'll never be another one because Jesus is God incarnated. God incarnated himself into Jesus Christ, died on the cross for our sins. He rose again, and he's coming back. Whose side are you on? It's not about saying the sinner's prayer, inviting Jesus in your heart. It's about you repenting and having faith as number two, number one, and number two. Then he comes in your heart automatically, but you got to repent of your sins. That's not being taught in a lot of churches. And you got to have faith in him, true faith, and repentance is what's important. They're not preaching that anymore in the churches. The ones that are, stay there. Family, get ready. Y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. And we'll see you tonight, 8 to 9, or tomorrow, 4 to 6, on the Watchman for Jesus show. This is your Thomas Gamble. I'm your watchman. I'm signing off. Good night.
Confusion disappeared in sweet release. In And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day.